Escape Artist is on Twitch. Why don't you join us? On Wednesday nights, Alistair reads a bedtime story, and Sunday mornings, we do a few hours of chill gaming. Plus, we have interviews, special guests, pickup streams, and more. Visit twitch.tv/EAPodcasts and follow us to be notified when we go live and access VODs of past broadcasts. You can support us there too, with monthly subscriptions as well, or if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can support us for $5 a month for free. Free. Visit escapeartists.net/twitch for a full walkthrough.
Podcastle, episode 654 for November 24th, 2020. 8-Bit Free Will by John Wiswell, narrated by Wilson Fowley, and rated PG-13. Greetings, tasty peasants, and welcome to Podcastle. I'm your host this week, Associate Editor Matt Dovey, also sometimes author here, also sometimes narrator here, and always sometime Twitter dragon picking fights with a Twitter spaceship. It's our gold, and the spaceship is lying to you about circuitry and conduits. Absolute nonsense. God always comes in long, thin wires with sheathing. Anyway, this week it is my absolute honour to bring you 8-Bit Free Will, written by John Wiswell. And it's an especial privilege, as this is a Podcastle original, never before seen or heard. John is an absolute force for goodness and cheer in this world, and so I'm delighted to bring you his story, which, fair warning, does contain lines that will not only punch you in the feels, but also rifle through your pockets for other emotions while you're sobbing on the floor. Some of these lines just killed me, honestly. Consider yourself warned. It is also very funny and gentle and hopeful, though, as John's stories always are. So if you enjoy this episode, you should definitely look up his other fiction, because it's all magnificent. He's been here before, as part of episode 386's Flash Fiction Extravaganza Ghostly Interludes, back in 2015, and he's been over at sister shows Cast of Wonders with The Lie Misses You and Pseudopod with Under the Rubble. But I'd also thoroughly recommend the pair of stories he's had published at Diabolical Plots. Tank, about a literal tank attending a con for the first time, and Open House on Haunted Hill, which is exactly what it sounds like. But enough about other stories. Let's get on with this story. Brand new and exciting and just so heckin' lovely. Your author this week, John Wiswell, is a disabled writer who lives where New York keeps all its trees. His fiction has appeared in Uncanny Magazine, Fireside Magazine, and Nature Futures. He previously appeared in Podcastle with a reprint of his story Wet, which was similarly about sympathy for unusual characters. You can, and should, follow him on Twitter as @Wiswell, where he will brighten your timeline every day. Your narrator this week is the one and only Wilson Fowley, who probably has the strongest claim of anyone for being the voice of Podcastle. By my count, this is his 46th narration for us in 11 and a half years. Wilson Fowley has been reading stories out loud since the age of 4, and credits any talent he has in this area to his parents, who are both excellent at reading aloud. He started narrating stories for more than just his own family in late 2008, when he answered a call for readers on the Podcastle forum. Since then, he has gone on to read dozens of stories for Podcastle, all the other Escape Artist casts, Starship Sofa and other Districts of Wonder podcasts, Collidercast, Gallery of Curiosities, Doomsday for Audio Fiction Magazine, and several others. He does all this narrating when not at his day job as a corporate video voiceover performer in Vancouver, Canada. And if the pandemic ever ends, he hopes to get back to acting in local theatre productions. Now, blow the dust out of your cartridge and settle in. It's time to load up 8-Bit Free Will.
8-Bit Free Will by John Wiswell. Narrated by Wilson Fowley. They exist, then don't exist, then exist again. They are monsters where the game's probability fields call for them, attached to every tile of the dungeon. They are invisible to the player, whether they are there or not, until combat. If they are lucky, they'll get the chance to die. The player always gets to exist, has always existed, and may as well always exist. The Hollow Knight and Heal Blob don't exist again until the player starts struggling with the other enemies. Then, the Hollow Knight and Heal Blob are respawned to die in battle and smooth out the difficulty curve. They don't exist long enough to know they're in love before the player strikes. Trent is too buzzed on hard iced tea to realize his party is dying. He tabs between music videos, an IM with his sort-of-not-really girlfriend, Jayla, and the retro 8-bit game he won in a Twitter giveaway, Dungeon Smashers 6, a game hiding its mediocrity behind a twee pixel aesthetic and irony. It is not the sixth, but the first game its developers have ever released. His war party consists of three soldiers, now three floors up in the Tower of Constellations. Hollow Knights and lesser goblins are everywhere. Something has poisoned his party, but he has yet to notice that they're hemorrhaging HP with every step he makes them take. "You're pretty much invincible in this game," Trent types. "It needs a hard mode." After a moment, the IM flashes. Jayla says, "I miss old-school JRPGs. Ever play Wizardry?" "Well, actually," he makes the mistake of starting a sentence with, "Wizardry was made by..." His headphones emit a grotesque splat as one of his soldiers dies. He tabs back to find two monsters attacking his party, the basic Hollow Knight and Heal Blob combo, one brawler and one healer. They never drop any good loot. The IM tab flashes. Jayla's asking, "You there?" He tabs back to apologize, typing, "Sorry." "So you like RPGs? I was always into Dragon Warrior." He misses his second soldier getting killed. Soldier 3 swings at Hollow Knight and does 12 damage. Heal Blob casts Heal on Hollow Knight, restoring 12 HP. Hollow Knight swings at Soldier 3 and does 16 damage. Soldier 3 is vanquished. Game over. Heal Blob has leveled up. Heal Blob has leveled up and learned Heal 2. Heal Blob has leveled up. Heal Blob has leveled up. Heal Blob has leveled up and learned Antipoison. Heal Blob has leveled up. Hollow Knight 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 has leveled up and learned Double Slash. The sudden rush from whatever just happened nauseates the Hollow Knight. Its avatar signifies a haunted suit of armor with no occupant, but if it can be nauseous, then it is throwing up inside its own helmet right now. Heal Blob casts Heal 2 on Hollow Knight, restoring 34 HP. Hollow Knight says. "Thanks?" The Hollow Knight looks at its partner for the first time. Heal Blob is a green cube signifying a gelatinous mass, wearing a pixel art hat with a red cross on it. She has no limbs or eyes. There is a crescent of black on her cube body, signifying a mouth perpetually grinning at her partner. The two monsters idle on their gray tile, on what only an imagination could call a slate floor. All around them, probability fields flicker with potential monsters. Bands of lesser goblins stare at them. Other pairs of Hollow Knights and Heal Blobs line the walls. If another player ran in here, there'd be a mob on every tile. When the two of them don't despawn, Heal Blob says, "Hi." The Hollow Knight says, "Hi. Pleased to meet you," says Heal Blob, which is the closest she can come to asking the other monster's name. "I am Hollow."
"I am Heal Blob. I like your shield."
"I like your reliable stream of heal spells," Hollow says, too honestly. They are new to subtlety. Trent rolls a new party. This time, two fighters and a healer. He keeps spacing out, though, alt-tabbing to YouTube videos his sort-of-not-really girlfriend sends. They're all chiptune tracks, which are his jam. He gets so into talking to her that he barely makes it back to the Tower of Constellations. He doesn't even notice what kills his party this time. Jayla has just IM'd him her phone number. Lesser Goblin 1 says, "How did you level up?" Lesser Goblin 2 says, "How did you level up?" Lesser Goblin 1 says, "How did you level up?" Lesser Goblin 2 says, "How did you level up?" Tile by tile, the lesser goblins advance on Hollow and Heal Blob. The lesser goblin model is so large that their open mouths could fit Heel Blob's entire body inside. Each model is identical, their upper jaws lined with pixelated triangles signifying teeth, each tooth the size of Hollow's sword. Their avatars are not drawn to scale, and yet being one tile away from the lesser goblins leaves Hollow and Heel Blob nervous. Hollow and Heel Blob don't know how to answer their query, and they don't like talking to the other party. They don't understand language enough yet. They have other queries. Heel Blob says,
"We defended our home. Why are they upset?"
Hollow says, "I'm just glad you're safe." Heel Blob is also glad Hollow is safe. Safety is all she cares about. She wants to hug the haunted armor, or cast heal spells on it, which is the magical equivalent of a hug. Lesser Goblin 1 says, "How did you level up?" Lesser Goblin 2 says, "How did you level up?" Round 1 begins. Hollow says, "What?" Lesser Goblin 1 swings at Hollow and does 3 damage. Lesser Goblin 2 swings at Hollow and does 2 damage. Heel Blob is simultaneously aghast that monsters would attack monsters, and impressed at how little damage Hollow took. In a moment of evil desire, she wishes Hollow took more damage, so that her heal spell would be more useful. Lesser Goblin 1 says, "Let us level up." Lesser Goblin 2 says, "Let us level up." Round 2 begins. Hollow double slashes at Lesser Goblin 1 and does 11 damage, and at Lesser Goblin 2 and does 13 damage. Lesser goblins have been vanquished. Heel Blob has leveled up. Then they are alone on their gray tile together. Having taken life twice in so brief an existence makes them almost appreciate the gray tile signifying a slate floor. They are a defeat away from being as inert as the tile. They idle together for a length of time they do not comprehend. Hollow says, "I think I level slower than you." A second group of lesser goblins advances on them across red tiles signifying gore-stained carpet. They are a mob of 4. A normal Hollow Knight and Heel Blob would be doomed, but Hollow feels confident. Heel Blob says,
"If we level up enough, could we repel the player if it came back?"
Hollow says, "We could defend our whole world." Heel Blob says,
"I'd like to see our whole world. I bet there are so many tiles."
Heel Blob looks to the side, at the red tiles denoting carpet, at the white tiles denoting walls. She cannot see what tiles lie outside it, but she knows they are there. The player had to come from somewhere. The 4 lesser goblins jump onto their gray tile. Round 1 begins. The internet buzzes about the rogue Hollow Knight and Heel Blob glitch. Not as much as it buzzes about a congressman's leaked racist emails, and not even close to as much as about the new Marvel movie trailer, but the word sells more copies of Dungeon Smasher 6 than its devs ever imagined. At least 70 Tumblr users claim to have been killed by the glitched-out duo of monsters. Some of these posters are probably alts, but there are screenshots, timestamps, and Dropbox links to INI files. Anonymous posters claiming to be engineering students argue that it's awfully RAM-heavy for a retro RPG with such simple art. Amid all the noise of speculation, 2 cosplayers connect over Skype. They idly co-write fanfic about the monsters, while planning their Hollow and Heel Blob costumes. The Tower of Constellations is trivial before they even reach the exit. No battle lasts a whole round, and half their foes choose the flee option. Hollow likes it when they flee. It goes faster that way, and it is sick of traversing gray tiles. Hollow says, "I wish there were a spare option." Heel Blob says,
"I wish I had any attack power. You shouldn't have to do all the fighting."
Hollow says, "You have your own form and function, and it is beautiful." The world blinks as they exit, and they are on a small swath of beige and brown tiles, surrounded by infinite blue tiles, some decorated with white swooshes signifying waves. An ocean. It is the most dazzling ocean they have ever seen. It is also the ugliest. The waves cannot move, and yet Hollow and Heel Blob are moved by them. The Tower of Constellations is so small in contrast to the ocean, a mere 2 yellow tiles that are probably supposed to signify gold. Instinctively, they walk toward it and fail. They try again, and the tiles that signify home refuse them. Perhaps entry is the privilege of players. Heelblob says,
How can you look upon that and not want to change?
Hollow says,
We are changing.
Heelblob says,
When a player reaches level 20, they can change class using a special item in the Tower of Destiny. It's out west.
Hollow says, Can a monster change class? They circle around the Tower of Constellations, imagining life beyond its rectangular black shadow. They're relieved to have each other for this. Behind their old tower is a black tile outlined in gray, signifying a bridge across a tributary. They cross it, watching the unmoving tides roll, and imagine what sea breeze would smell like. They imagine what, in their world, could signify smell. Their wonder is interrupted by a random battle. They forgot to even look for other monsters. Four baboons spawn from nowhere. Red-furred primates, each wielding a small club or a large chunk of feces. Their avatars are not sharply drawn. Hollow says,
Must we?
Round one begins. Hollow double slashes and does 12 damage to Baboon 1 and does 11 damage to Baboon 2. Baboon 1 swings at Hollow and does 25 damage. Baboon 2 swings at Hollow and does 23 damage. Baboon 3 swings at Hollow and does 28 damage. Heelblob casts Heal 2 on Hollow, restoring 22 HP. Baboon 4 swings at Hollow and does 26 damage. This is not possible. Nothing in the world has ever hit any monster this hard. The white outline around Hollow is now red. Heelblob can see it, and without knowing their exact stat numbers, they both know Hollow will die from two more hits like this. Their foes will attack four more times in the next round. Heelblob probably can't survive one of those hits. Her HP and defense are much lower. They are both going to die just a few tiles across a bridge that was supposed to signify hope. Hollow says,
Choose the flee option.
Heelblob says,
What if it only makes me flee? What if you're left behind?
Hollow says, Then you'll get away. That's all that matters. Hollow chooses flee. Heelblob chooses to cast Heal on Hollow. Hollow says,
Don't!
Heelblob says,
I love...
Round 2 begins. Steam Forums, Dungeon Smasher 6. Dregs of Hume, Jan 25, 2016, at 5:15 p.m. Do you ever think about all the random monsters in games? Their whole existence is being stuck in that tiny cave, waiting to die in a 7-second fight. Do you ever think, after all their time waiting for your hammer, that as one dies, it whispers to the other, I love you? Jayla, 2003, Jan 26, 2016, at 9:22 a.m. LOOOOOL. Strenuous Manflurry, Jan 26, 2016, at 9:36 a.m. I'm going to whisper I love you to every zombie I headshot from now on. The flee command causes the entire party to leave the battle. Hollow and Heelblob instinctively travel the same green tiles back to the bridge, back to the rectangular shadow of the tower where they are unbeatable. Except Hollow's outline is still red, as is the normally white silhouetting on its greaves and pauldrons. It looks like a sanguine nightmare, almost like the higher-tier versions of Hollow Knights rumored to be in the final boss dungeons of the South. Heelblob forces them to stop. She casts Heal 2 until Hollow is outlined in white again. She keeps casting Heal 2 until Hollow's HP is full. She keeps casting Heal 2 until she is out of MP. Hollow says, I feel the same way about you. Heelblob will never let this happen again. She casts Heal 2 on Hollow. She does not have enough MP. Hollow says,
It's not over. We will regroup, progress carefully, and level up. We will get you that class change item. We will remake you into whatever you want to be.
Heelblob says,
Thank you.
Which are words that do not signify enough. She does not know the right words to express that rather than being something, she'd rather be with someone. She scrolls through her menu options, which are of no help. Heelblob casts Heal 2 on Hollow. She does not have enough MP. 6:31. Trent. Or he says, I'm so glad I got the chance to feel the same way. 6:31. Jayla Q.
Daw, that makes it almost tragic.
6:32. Jayla Q. Grinding is such a pain in the ass, but they've got to do it so they can survive against the Badboons and Wizlords. My headcanon is all the time they spend grinding lets them talk out their feelings.
6:32.
Trent. My headcanon is that Hollow lets Heelblob level off of him. Heelblob levels up enough to learn Revive too, so she rezzes him. He lets her kill him infinitely, rezzing him each time, so she levels up safely, and she collects all his drops.
6:33.
Jayla Q.
OMG.
6:36.
Jayla Q.
OMG.
6:37.
Jayla Q.
But isn't Hollow a girl in canon?
6:37.
Trent.
The armor looks male.
6:40.
Jayla Q.
What does female haunted armor look like?
6:40.
Trent.
B00B plate.
6:40.
Jayla Q.
Trent, Hollow is totally canon femme.
6:47.
Jayla Q.
What are you thinking?
6:48.
Trent.
If Hollow is a girl, can I still cosplay her?
6:48.
Jayla Q.
Obvs.
Less than 3.
Hollow mutters something under her breath as round 3 begins. Hollow swings at Badboon 3 and does 62 damage. Badboon 3 is vanquished. Hollow and Heelblob are victorious. Heelblob has leveled up and learned Revive 2.
Heelblob says, "The sting of death is defeated."
Hollow says, "So long as we preserve you."
Heelblob says, "I'm still useless in combat. Don't begrudge me my ability to ensure your existence."
Hollow, whose only abilities are attacks, says, "To give life is a gift. To take it, a robbery."
Heelblob says, "What they would rob of you, I will restore."
A gang of 4 Wizlords attack from their left. Hollow can already tell they'll all aim their lightning spells at her. She selects Mega Slash and eliminates them all before a single spark is cast. Mega Slash is a total crowd pleaser. Heelblob is her entire crowd. That is how Hollow likes it. After the frozen tundra zone, Hollow and Heelblob reach a kingdom overrun by brown pixel vines that are surprisingly detailed. Their leaf patterns make Hollow and Heelblob feel poorly drawn in comparison. At the center of the kingdom is a 4-tile castle, the same as the ones near their homeland. Its battlements are flecked with green pixels, signifying it is also swallowed by vines. Hollow and Heelblob cannot enter. It is meant for players. The kingdom belongs to zombie-themed monsters. Zombie badboons, zombie unicorns, zombie hives that spawn clouds of undead bee units every round. Zombie heal blobs cast unheal to harm. Hollow and Heelblob are already over-leveled for this kingdom and are bored by battle. In the shadow of a castle they are not designed to enter, they fight off droves of the undead and guess what players would say.
Heelblob says, "The loot drops are awesome here."
Hollow says, "But it's all rogue gear. I'll probably log soon. What do you want for dinner?"
Heelblob says, "Anything but jello."
They snicker together, and a zombie unicorn gets a lucky hit. Zombie Unicorn 2 swings at Hollow and deals a critical blow, dealing 777 damage. Hollow is vanquished. Heelblob grumbles and casts Revive 2. For the 288th time, she resurrects her love. Hollow says, "And you still want to be a fighter?"
Heelblob says, "Then I could prevent you from being killed at all."
Hollow says, "There have to be other ways." They finish off the enemy mob in 2 rounds. They don't even level up once before they're out of the kingdom and into the volcanic zone. The tower they've been venturing for is near at last. Press release, announcing mod support. You don't want Dungeon Smasher 6 to end, and we don't want it to either. That's why on Tuesday we're releasing full mod tools. Anything you want out of the game can now be modded into it. Want more romanceable characters? Want harder endgame dungeons? Want to play the campaign as Hollow and Heelblob? Don't worry, the expansion pack is still coming, and you'll be able to mod that too. This game is as much yours as ours. We owe the community everything. You're why we do this. It is the same tower as the one in their homeland. Cylindrical, 2 tiles long, with a flat top. The Tower of Constellations was yellow, probably signifying gold. This one is white and gray, perhaps signifying silver. It is Heelblob's favorite shade of silver she has ever seen. Beyond it lies a coast and an infinite blue ocean of unmoving waves. This is the end of the West. This is the tower where people must go to change, where a simple book grants a level 20 player a class change. Heelblob is level 88. This is going to be easy. She and Hollow step forward and fail. They remain on the green tile in front of the tower. They try to step forward again and fail. They cannot enter the Tower of Destiny. It has the same blank feeling as all the towns and castles they've found on their journey. Heelblob says, "No!" She tries to enter the tower alone, as though Hollow is holding her back. Just having the thought gives her an icy pang, signifying guilt. She fails, remaining on the same tile as her love. Hollow says, "Maybe the entrance is in the back." She can't think of anything better than false hope. They circle the tower 3 times, finding no entry. They find greater goblins. Heelblob sobs and attacks for 1 damage over and over while Hollow dispatches the horde. They stand in front of their destination, the wrong shape to enter, the wrong digital entity. Heelblob chooses the flee option, but can't run away from her own party. She can't run away from Hollow. She weeps, and the game world can't render her tears. They have always stood beside each other. It is how they were designed to exist. Yet Hollow tries to stand closer to Heelblob. She tries to put an arm around her and can't. Heelblob says, "I failed." Hollow says, "You're 80 levels higher than the player ever got. You're doing pretty well."
"Don't. Lies won't make this better. We failed our quest. This was the point."
The point was to be vanquished.
"We made our own point, and it was to be a better couple. But I'm stuck like this."
Heelblob casts Max Heal, because she has no better way to display despair. They idle. The ocean refuses to animate. The shadow of the Tower of Destiny never moves. There is no sun to curse for the lack of a waning day. Hollow says,
"Is failing our own quest so bad?" "I want to stop the enemies before they can hurt you. I need to protect you."
"We only got this far because you can heal." Heelblob faces the tower.
"But this was the point."
Hollow idles. She's been wondering for too long now, and finally says, "Maybe goals are a bad idea. If we raided the Tower of Destiny, you'd change, and then our game would be over. I guess we could go fight the end boss, but again, then the game would be over. Accomplishing a goal can't be the meaning of life."
"Then what's the point?"
Hollow says, "The point is to do something together." Heelblob is so grateful she has a mouth that can smile. She says,
"Then what do you want to do together now?"
2311, Trent. I want the ending to be like that, you know? Them idling forever. 2319, Trent.
Do you hate it?
2320, Jayla Q.
It's...
2322, Jayla Q. They should kick down the doors and steal the book, and she should turn into a Hollow Knight too. 2322, Trent. Hasn't that mod campaign already been done enough, though? I kind of hate how they have to end the game becoming the same. Isn't it better if they realize that they've always been good enough as they are so long as they had something to do together? 2324, Jayla Q.
IDK.
2324, Jayla Q. I think I'm over this game now. 2325, Jayla Q.
Not that I'm over you. Just the fandom has burned me out.
2326, Trent. I get that. The fandom's obsession with lesser goblin porn art got kind of annoying. 2327, Trent. Maybe I'm stretching the game too far? I'm pondering building my own RPG in one of those programs. 2327, Jayla Q. I'm downloading an anime. Want to watch it with me? 2327,
Trent. Totally. 2327. Jayla Q. I love the character designs in this one. You have to cosplay the villains with me. Hollow says, I'm downloading an anime. Want to watch it with me? Heelblob says, totally. Hollow says, I love the character designs in this one. You have to cosplay the villains with me. Heelblob says, I am never trusting double-sided tape again. I almost lost a nipple. Their laughter goes unheard beneath the game's chiptune soundtrack. Their words are never heard, and they hear each other. They always giggle at their role plays. They idle on the same tile. They never move closer or further away. They fuss and snicker over the things they imagine players would say. They like projecting this way. They love projecting this way together. The computer could be switched off and they wouldn't notice. The game could be uninstalled and they wouldn't notice. The game could never have been made and they wouldn't care. They idle on a green tile signifying grass. They stand still because they have moved on.
And welcome back. That was a delight, wasn't it? I've seen a lot of video game stories in my time, but most of them just riff on the mechanics. This one understands that the real delight in gaming is the connections we make with each other, be they in the local chat, the friendly sofa smack talk as a blue shell goes flying, or the long into the night conversations about the single player experiences that have touched us, like getting co-editor Jen started on What Remains of Edith Finch. It feels an especially fitting tale for 2020 as well, as we've all found ourselves trapped unexpectedly with those nearest to us, wondering what we do now and how we keep each other safe. And I warrant, for a lot of us, taking the opportunity to breathe and reset and think about what's actually important in life and where we go from here. I don't think anyone has put it better than John did here. The point is to do something together. John himself had this to say about the story. I'm far from the only player to feel sympathy for characters in video games. This story is dedicated to the decades of wonderful and weird monsters we grew up fighting and wishing we could befriend. It's a story I'd wanted to tell for years. It was made possible by the explosion of indie developers making their own passion projects in recent years on platforms like itch.io and Steam. Terraria, Celeste, Limbo, Hyperlight Drifter and Hades are such memorable adventures. And I never would have written this if not for the friendship of Michelle Ann Fleming. And lastly, we also have some thoughts from your narrator, Wilson, who was so moved by the story he asked to say a few words directly. And I warn you, this next 2 minutes made me cry, and it will make you cry. There is a content warning for grief here, but this message may be as important as anything else we've ever broadcast.
Hi, this is Wilson Fowley. I asked Jen if I could say a little about what this story meant to me. I became a widower this year. My wife, Heather, died of cancer in May. She was much too young, only 54. We'd been married for almost 33 years, and were together for 3 years before that, and good friends for 4 years before that. When she died, I felt loss, of course, but more than that, I felt somehow suddenly lacking purpose, even though I'd never really felt like I had or needed a sense of purpose. And then I realized that just being together and living our lives together had been our purpose. When Jen sent me this story to narrate, and I read through it, there were a few places that brought all those feelings back again. When Heelblob doesn't know the right words to express that rather than being something, she'd rather be with someone. Or when Hollow says, accomplishing a goal can't be the meaning of life, the point is to do something together. Or at the very end, where they make each other laugh together. Heather and I were each other's Hollow and Heelblob, similar without being the same, complementing each other. I honestly wasn't sure I'd be able to read this story for you without my throat closing up with sadness. And it was a near thing in a few places. I did have to read a few passages a few times. But I'm glad I got through it, and I'm glad I got to read it, and I'm glad you got to listen to it, and I hope you enjoyed it. And more than that, I hope that you have, or have had, someone to be with, and with whom you do not need to be something.
Thank you, Wilson. And from all of us in the castle, past and present, we are absolutely devastated for your loss and offer you every sympathy. Thank you too to John for writing a story so full of depth and meaning. And thank you to everyone out there who's the heel blob to someone else's hollow, or vice versa. The point is to do something together. We have to be there for each other, because it's the only way any of us get through this, not just 2020, but all of this. Check in with your friends after this, yeah? That was our show for this week. On behalf of everyone at Podcastle, our audio engineer, Peter Adrian Berevesh, our forum moderator, Ossicat, your co-editors, Jen Albert and Sheree Clark, and assistant editor, Setsu Uzume, along with all our fantastic first readers, Tierney Bailey, Sophia Barker, Aidan Doyle, Amalia Harrington, Kai Hudson, Craig Jackson, Julian K. Jarbeau, Shamari Kirkwood, Devin Martin, Julia Pat, Hamilton Perez, Shrikripa Krishna Prasad, Ziv Witties, Eleanor Wood, and Caitlin Zivanovich. Thank you for letting us share another story with you. Podcastle is part of Escape Artists Incorporated and is distributed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License, which means you should feel free to share it, and you should, with everyone. But please don't sell it or change it. Our theme music is by Shiva in Exile. Everything we do on Podcastle is 100% donor-funded, and if you'd like to support what we do, please join us on our Patreon at patreon.com/EAPodcasts. Donations there are what allow us to put original stories like this out into the world. Escape Artists is a not-for-profit organisation, so your donations make a huge difference to our ability to publish fiction, pay our contributors, and replace the gold wiring in the escape pod spaceship that keeps going missing under mysterious circumstances. We'll be back next week with another story. We look forward to seeing you then.